In New York, like a lot of cities across the country, the people who drive taxis are usually immigrants. The BBC's Kathy Fitzgerald recently visited a school for new cabbies in New York to find out how some of the city's newest taxi drivers are learning to navigate the city streets and adjust to a new culture.
The L train rumbles overhead. Street stalls sell prayer mats and Qurans, and a nearby shop has discount dresses for Diwali and Eid. But we're down below ground, in a windowless basement.
Attendance sheet, my friend.
50 or more men sit in school chairs. They come from all around the world to learn how to be New York taxi drivers, entitled to drive the famous yellow cab.
Egypt. Sri Lanka.
Bangladesh.
Guinea.
Nepal.
Tibet.
Pakistan.
Make sure you take with you 3 pencils like this. Take 3 pencils like this. Why? One breaks, second is ready. Second breaks, third is ready. If the third pencil breaks, God is giving you a signal. God is saying, I want you to fail the exam. God is breaking your pencil. First.
This is their tutor, AJ. He's been teaching taxi for more than 2 decades and rules the room like a stand-up comic, dishing out put-downs and praise. He speaks nearly as many languages as his students, and if your cell phone rings during class, he'll sting you with a $5 fine. He teaches his class just enough to pass the TLC exam. That's the Taxi and Limousine Commission. Some basic English comprehension, New York City geography, plus cultural differences between their old and new homes.
So, yep, the TLC tape recorder will say the address 2 times. How many times?
2 times.
So it's a good idea, on the day of the exam, you take a shower and clean your ear. Because I know a lot of India, Pakistan, Bangladesh people, we don't take shower every day, my friend. So it's a good idea, take a shower. Remember, America, we have 24 hours hot water.
The Taxi Workers Alliance says around 95% of New York cabbies are immigrants, come to the US from over 120 different countries. AJ describes his school as a mini United Nations and arranges his students in rows by nationality so that they can help each other out. The atmosphere is studious. It costs $600 just to be in the class, so there's a lot riding on the exam.
A lot of people you'll meet here, when I, you know, my dad drives a cab in New York City, I'm going to go drive a cab too. Because their way of putting it is it's a halal way of making a living. If you own a grocery store, you're selling cigarettes, you're selling alcohol, you're selling lottery tickets. So you're doing a lot of stuff. You're selling pork items. So it's a lot of stuff against religion. I would probably say over 80% of the population driving cabs are Muslims in New York City. So a lot of them want to make a good living, but at the same time, follow the religion. Because you're driving a cab, you want to pray 5 times, you can pray 5 times. You want to pray 10 times, you can pray 10 times. You're your boss.
I take the E-train downtown to a hole-in-the-wall restaurant called the Lahore. Opposite a big petrol station, it's a favourite with taxi drivers during their breaks. They come to fill up on petrol and curry.
And Chamber or Worth and something
else? You gonna park or what are you doing?
I parked the cab for the first time. I got myself lost. I read something square.
Sharon is one of very few female cabbies in New York. She came here from Egypt as a little girl. She wears a hijab and is lugging 2 bulging bags of shopping. And right now, she's upset.
I really should have freaking wrote it down.
My last customer was a Chinese guy. He wanted to go to Chinatown, and he showed me actually a shortcut to Chinatown, which I was so pleased. And as I'm driving, he's like, ma'am, there's a supermarket on the left. It's very cheap, very nice. I'm like, you know what? Looks like I'm going to take my lunch, so I'm not going to eat. I'm going to go for that 1 hour shop. I parked my cab far, and then I walked to it. And the sad part is, I lost my cab. New York City, whoa.
It's one of the most common complaints among passengers, the cabbie who doesn't know where they're going. But the NYC test doesn't require a particularly intimate knowledge of the streets, and many immigrant drivers are doing their best in an unfamiliar city.
First copy, then I'm going to explain.
AJ teaches geography by rote.
Now, Triborough Bridge has a new name, Jaffer. What is the new name for Triborough Bridge, Jaffer?
Robert F. Kennedy.
Robert F. Kennedy Bridge. So people go, wait, hey, how am I going to do this? You practice this 1 time, 2 time, 3 time, 4 time, 10 times. You know what I'm saying? Like last year I had one Bangladesh guy. He goes, AJ, brother,
Before I came to class, I see Indian movie actresses dancing with me in my sleep. He goes, now? He goes, I go to sleep, I hear Brooklyn Bridge, Manhattan Bridge. He goes, I can't sleep anymore. That's how it should be. When you go to sleep at night, you're hearing my voice. That's how it should be.
The BBC's Kathy Fitzgerald from her documentary, Yellow Cab Blues.